Good morning. We're continuing Chayalim Hilchos Shabbos Klal Vav, and we're learning some Yotes. So the Chayalim had talked about the idea of that the Chiyuv Kiddush in the morning only kicks in once it's a Zman Suda, because Kiddush is tied to Suda. And since one is not allowed to eat before davening, so it's not a Zman Suda, so there's no Chiyuv Kiddush yet. With the Chiyuv Kiddush comes an Isser to eat or drink, even a small amount before Kiddush. So, since it's not Zman Tzura, it's not Zman Kiddush, therefore there's no issue of eating and drinking because of Kiddush. The only issue is, are you allowed to eat and drink before davening? So one is not allowed to eat before davening, like we mentioned, but a person is allowed to drink before davening. After Shacharis, where you've already davened, so that issue doesn't apply anymore. Now we have to figure out what's the halacha in regards to a Kiddush. So there's an opinion that says, since you're not allowed to eat a Suda, perform Osif, so it's not Zman Suda yet, and therefore there is no Chiyuv Kiddush. A person would be able to eat a small amount after Shacharis without Kiddush. We do not paskin like that. We say, since a person is allowed to eat at that point in time, even mazonos or pas, not more than a kebeya, but a kebeya pas is mutter, so it has some level of a zman suda, and therefore a person cannot eat or drink anything, even water, even a small amount of water, until a person makes kiddush. In the case of a person is very thirsty, and it's difficult to, he can't make kiddush right then, so he can rely on the opinion that it's not Zman Kiddush yet, and therefore a person will be allowed to take a drink at that point in time. But otherwise, a person should avoid that situation. And now, he says, so before Shacharis, you can't eat, but you can drink water. We discussed this way back when, before Shacharis. So, straight halacha says, only which is mutter is water. The Mishabura says that taking coffee black is acceptable without sugar or milk, but once you add sugar and milk, it's becoming like you're indulging yourself, and because one's indulging himself, so that's considered again a problem of indulging oneself before one comes adopt to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Many poskim say nowadays that for us wimps that we are, black coffee without sugar and milk, it's not possible for us to drink. It's so difficult. We're so wimpy. Excuse the word. And therefore, for us, it's not considered a gaiva element anymore. That's just basic coffee, is adding some milk and sugar, and that seems to be the minhag olam to be make on that regard, adding some amounts of sweetener into the drink to make it palatable for people to be able to drink. The Chayalim finishes off and says, "Imuchalosh, the person is after Shacharis, and he's feeling weak. Mutter aflechu suda kadam musaf." So there, we rely on the opinions that you're allowed to eat a whole meal before musaf. Person would eat and feel better, and then go daven musaf. Fine. So when does this halacha kick in for women? So for a man, it kicks in by davening Shacharis. A woman who davens Shacharis on a regular basis, so it would kick in for a woman by Shacharis the same way it kicks in for a man. What about a woman who is has multiple children, etc., and she's not davening Shacharis on a regular basis? So what is she doing? She's relying on the Rambam that the Iker definition of tefillah deraisa is a shevach, a bakasha, and a hidah. It has three elements to it. A person has to give praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, person that makes a request from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then the person gives thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the person can point out that a person says Birchas Torah, the person is first saying Asher Kedushon Mitzvah Tzivon Allah, Sikh B'Dei Bei Torah, which is the element of Shabbat to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then the person asks, V'harav Noah, please Hashem make the words of Torah sweet. That's a bakasha. And then the person says, "Asher b'chavonim mikolamim and asalonis Torah." So we're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah. That's hoydo. So, with Birchas Torah, one is mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah. So many women, because of their home situation, rely on that. They don't daven a full Shemoneh Esrei, but they daven just that, and then they go about their day taking care of their children. So a person who does that, they ben yotzei their tefillah with Birchas HaTorah, so arguably they can't eat without Kiddush. For them, it's now they're allowed to eat because they've been yotzei tefillah. They've been allowed to eat. It's a Zman Suda for them. But it's a Zman Suda, they can't, they have to make Kiddush, and they can't eat or drink without making Kiddush. Rav Moshe comes along and says a Kiddush, that a woman who's married, since she will not sit down to her meal until her husband comes home from shul, until her husband is ready to eat, which means when he finishes davening musaf, she's not going to, he might stay and learn for a while, but until that point where he's able to eat a meal, she's not going to eat a meal. So it's not Zman Suda for her. She's allowed to eat and drink without making Kiddush. That's what Moshe's Kiddush. Shlomo Zalman is on record to say that to make Kiddush, he has multiple questions on it. And the Shir Shabbos Kehilchos, the Rav Neubert Zatzal Paskins, that the woman, even in that situation, the woman should not eat without making Kiddush, or even drink without making Kiddush. And so that would be the Lamaisa for a woman in that situation. Have a good day.